Lord
So
Jesus,
done.
we want to sing your praises of the goodness of who you are. We want to celebrate the love that you have for us. We want to worship you today in spirit and in truth. We want to focus in on who you are and where you are in our lives. God, we want to be more like you. We want to focus in on who you are and what it is that you have for us today. Because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can't be who you called us to be. We can't even do our regularly scheduled things that we have planned in our lives without the touch of your hand. You woke us up today. You set us down the rest of this day into this evening. And you have a perfect plan for us as we rest this evening and we wake up in the morning. But as of right now, the message title today is A Sense of Urgency. As we sang about, I want to go home. We're talking about going home to heaven. We're talking about come to our rescue. Rescue for what? He set us free for the sins in our life. And he wants to pursue us relentlessly, nonstop, every day, 24/7. There is a sense of urgency in the air, in the great planet Earth right now. In this very moment, 49 minutes after the hour, there is a sense of urgency. Matthew 3:2, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I was in the U.S. Coast Guard, and I was trained. The first thing that would happen, you would get on a large, like a metro bus. Many of you may be in a large city, and you've had to take airfare, ticket fare, to get on a bus. Maybe you got on a bus to get to the airport. Maybe you take a bus pass, and you get a day pass, so you go to places. The first time you would hear this phrase was when the instructor would get on the bus and said, I have a sense of urgency that you have less than a minute and a half to get off this bus and stand in these spots. Now, I say this because repent from the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Romans 13:11. We don't know what time, but we'll be awakened from a sleep. For now the salvation is dearer to us than what we believe. He says in Revelation 22:20, he says, I am coming quickly. He will come and things will happen. Now for those of you that are, as I said in between as we were praying or the different songs, I said, if you are a Christian, you follow Jesus today, you're a Christ follower. When was the last time you were involved in church, leader in any kind of volunteer position? When was the last time you prayed for somebody and with somebody? You didn't just tell somebody, okay, I'll pray for you. You set some time aside and you went and you prayed with them. When was the last time you led someone to Jesus? If all those questions are, I haven't done any of that, where is your sense of urgency for the kingdom of God is at hand? If the church wants to become the church in the book of Revelation, we should be living like the book of Revelation. We should be having a sense of urgency. This world is not our home, the Bible says. This earthly flesh, it will fall away. It will melt to dust, either in the ground or wherever else we pass away, a car accident, drowning, whatever it is. This body is going to expire. It's not going to be here very much longer. It has a time limit, like a test, a proctored timed exam. You have a time limit on what you can and cannot do. So in this time, in these hours, in these minutes of the days that we have, how are we spending our time today? What are we doing that edifies and glorifies and represents and shows an ambassadorship of Jesus Christ? What are we doing? What are we saying? As I mentioned a minute ago, when's the last time you led someone to Christ? When's the last time you told someone about Jesus? Now, I pause time out in this moment. I know many of you don't have this amazing, extreme testimony that many people have. You had a good life. You've had a good job. You've had a good family. You've had a good career. You spent your time wisely, and you've been a Christian majority of your life. Some of you are already involved in ministry, and you're like, well, Jeremy, this message isn't really necessary for me. For those of you that are already in those positions, This is a message for how you're facilitating to those that don't know what to do. So that challenge is, when's the last time you trained somebody on how to share their testimony? When's the last time you trained someone to how to pray? When's the last time you trained someone to lead a Bible study and ask questions and get feedback? We're in a season right now. It's called Season of the Fruit Picker. And we shared messages in the past about the ditch digger, the person behind the scenes, and they're going forth and they're making plans. They're doing what Jesus did, sending out of the people ahead of him into all the cities. He sent about 70 people in that situation. And then they came back and gave a report and they made a plan. And Jesus went out with them to those cities with those people. We're already past that point. We're at the point where we're seeing revivals all around the world in all continents, in all kinds of languages, in all kinds of styles. Some are more conservative, some are more liberal, some are more charismatic, some are more traditional. But it does not matter which denomination you talk to. They all can show evidence of people wanting to come to a church event and they're going to the altar to pray to Jesus. God is using all kinds of ways to reach people for the gospel and the glory of the kingdom. For again, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3, 2. The sense of urgency is, where do I fit in this place, in this world, in this time, in this moment, in this season of our lives? How can we be more effective ministers of the gospel? How can we avoid burnout? Because many times when these things happen, you see a lot of ministers and non-ministers, just everyday ordinary people, they burn out after, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year or so. And at the same point, the devil wants to come in and does what? He wants to kill. He wants to steal. He wants to destroy. He wants to disrupt. He wants to cause chaos. And stop the body of Christ from having unity. Stop the body of Christ doing what he's called us to do. To go forth and be the hands and feet of Jesus as we go out and spread the message. Now it says in Revelation that signs and wonders and miracles will increase. And the knowledge and the capability of learning things will increase. Which means that this season we're in right now, many ordinary people will be given many gifts of the Spirit to effectively minister the gospel. You see the Asbury Revival. You've seen things happening in Asia and things in Thailand right now. You're seeing things in Africa where people are coming together and they're using just basic things. They're not fancy. One of the ministers I know that's ministering in India, they have a sound system. So they have a little PA box that you plug in a microphone. And somebody came in that had a fancy smartphone, and they installed Facebook. And this minister is preaching through a video chat onto Facebook, and it's just sitting on a table with a mic sitting there. There are other people, they're doing it the other way. They're sending letters to people in the mail and spreading the gospel, just like Paul did and others did. Writing the letters, because you got to think about this. The Bible was not spread with social media. It was not spread on the news. It was spread with a piece of paper that was sent to strategic people, church leadership, ordinary people. Can you imagine if you could write a letter? Can you send a letter to at least 10 people today about Jesus? Can you name 10 people today that either already know Jesus or don't know Jesus, but could you do that today? That's a challenge. 10 people that you know or you just met, or maybe you know about and you've never met. Could you do that? Could you help out with the church or help out somewhere else? They're having an event. They need someone to cook the food. We need someone else to go in and clean the facilities. Again, there is a sense of urgency, because when you bring in the lost and you bring in those that are Christian, you have to have the atmosphere, the environment set accordingly to what God wants to do to make it holy. And when you have people focusing in on what God wants to do, The very touching of your hand when you're filled with the Holy Spirit brings the atmosphere to that area. You could go and work in a bank and not spread a single word of the gospel, and you silently pray over every chair, over every door, over every desk, over every seat, over all four floors of a whole building. And you pray as you drive to your work, and you pray as you drive home, and you watch the miraculous sense of urgency of the Holy Spirit starting to speak to you about what the Lord wants you to pray, what the Lord wants you to say, where the Lord wants you to go. See, one of the miraculous things about my homeless testimony, I didn't have social media. I didn't have a ministry. I had not been to college. I had not been in the military. I was in a homeless shelter with no money. And God told me to take different routes to find work. And when I had a job, he told me to take different routes to work. Not because I wasn't scared, but because he had different plans. And sometimes I'd have to leave on time. And sometimes he'd tell me to leave earlier because he said, I have a plan for you to meet someone on your walk. I had to walk the 2 miles to work. You think about how many people you can meet walking 2 miles to work that you won't talk to. You walk down the street where the facility was. There's houses. Sometimes people are outside. Then you get down a little further. You're in the intersection. And there's businesses. There's an oil change stop over here. Get further down. There's a little fast food places. And then there's a park. And you can walk to the park. Maybe you're told to walk to the mall. The sense of urgency is that when you want to become everything God wants you to be, you can't help but tell people about Jesus. You can't help but want to pray for souls, pray for healing, want to understand the mysteries of God. And as Brother Robert shared the other night about hearing the voice of God, you will hear it in so many different ways. But when you have that on your heart, when you have that Holy Spirit moment come upon you, and it's not temporary. We're not talking about temporary man-made moments that are just emotionally driven. If you're an emotionally driven person, this sense of urgency, you're going to burn out, and it's not going to last. See, the Holy Spirit doesn't put you on a marathon sprint. This isn't a 50-kilometer yard race. This isn't a race on who is going to get there first. This is not a race on who has the most money. This isn't a race on if you can cook well or not. Yes. I burnt popcorn in a microwave. Okay? This isn't who can clean the best. My wife still tells me to have to re-clean a pot sometimes. I'm not perfect. I say this because this is the race that God has placed for our lives. This is the sense of urgency he wants us to have. So when I say sense of urgency, I'm not telling you to get 90 miles an hour fired up. That's not the right way. You will have a little moments like that, but it'll be Holy Spirit driven, where God's going to place you in these minutes and these moments where it's what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
If you notice, I don't go live every single day and multiple times out of the day because that's not what God wants me to do. He wants me to split things up. Sometimes he wants me to pray. Sometimes he wants me to be a sponge and I'll attend other meetings and I'll just sit there and pray and I'll share the broadcast or I'm in person and I'm just sitting there. Nobody knows who I am. It's the first time I've ever gone somewhere. Other times it's places I've regularly attended. Again, a sense of urgency. John 4, 35 through 37. Do not say, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are white for harvest. He who already reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for the life eternal. So that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. Again, this is like a season of the fruit picker. We've had people planting seeds and things are growing and moving in such a way that the power of God is ever present. And now we're transitioning to a sense of urgency because God said, I've sent the Holy Spirit to the nations. It is now time for you to bring the people in. Many people right now are being healed. They're being saved. Their lives are being transformed. And I know another time out here, but Jeremy, my church only has 25 people. Jeremy, I can't find a church home to go to. I only watch online. But Jeremy, I don't have any money. I don't know how I'm going to do this. If you look at the template that Jesus did, he had 12 people, and each one of the different people came from a different cultural style background in regards to their trade, what they were brought up in, what they were capable of, and they completely changed the world. And then you look at my story. Many times it was just me and God and the Bible and a couple of people. And I went to church services at the homeless shelter every night at 7 p.m. There's going to be times where you'll have a large group of people. There'll be times where it's a one-on-one experience. But you have to do for this sense of urgency. You have to be available. You have to be willing. You have to be capable. You have to be humble, and you have to forget and remove yourself. Because it is not, it's not about you. It's definitely not about you. Let's use another example. A couple of years ago, that's way more than a couple of years ago, we had a good friend named Dennis Mixer. And his challenge that God gave him is he said he was going to walk across part of the country for missionary work. And we started talking, and God laid it on my heart to help him. And we facilitated helping with his internet feed, which is like a thumb drive, so he can go live on his laptop wherever he was, if he was in his tent. And he had just a little bit of money, not a lot. And he said, God said, you're going to go forth and find people to either bring you food, set you up a place to set your tent. Maybe you'll speak somewhere. But he had a path, and that path changed throughout his trip. He got injured a couple of times. Some people did pick him up and drove him, 10 miles, 50 miles. So he got closer to his trip. But many of these other God moments were he'd find a church. He didn't know the church. He had no connections to it. And he pitched his tent beside the church. And prayed that someone that attended the church or leadership of the church or some other place he went to, and he would hope someone would meet him. He'd get up real early in the morning. He'd sit by his tent. He'd just sit there and read the Bible. And it was in these simple moments, somebody just showed up, parked on the side of the road, came into the McDonald's he was at. When he came to the town we were at, God told me to start contacting different people in the community that I have never spoken to before. This wasn't pre-planned that, okay, I know this guy is coming here and I'm going to talk to XYZ people. It's already planned. This is pre-scripted. No, it was a straight God thing. We opened the book and we started calling people, the people that answered the phone. We talked about it. Some people said no. Some people were interested. We went to the people that were interested. What did Jesus say? Go to the people that are interested. Go where you're welcome. And it was a total great God moment. Again, in a sense of urgency, in a sense of what God is doing, God will use you to reach your community, your family, your friends, your coworkers, and the nations. Just recently, we got contacted by a lady who has on her heart that she feels that there's supposed to be a revival happening in the June and July season time frame all across the world. And she's a church of 25 people. And she talked to me on the phone yesterday. And she said, I'm not even in the main church leadership, but God told me about this. And you're on the first, you're the first person that contacted us. And said, yes, I will help. So we had this dialogue for about less than an hour. And then through this, we find out, and this is what other ministries are saying. You can look, as I said earlier, in every day right now. We could go through my Facebook feed, others, and see God is doing something miraculous around the world. So I believe this season of June and July, God is going to do something miraculous again. Even if that church does not grow beyond the 25 members, and it's just the 25 of them and just me, and that's it, I guarantee we will pray, we will fast, we will seek out God, we will communicate with people, and God yes. will make ever-changing capabilities.
Yes.
Think about what we shared with Global Missions Vision, connecting with so many people around the world. And when it came time for the conference, through adversity situations, because the devil tried to stop it, me and Christine were working 20-hour shifts for 4 days straight, facilitating this host, praying, introducing people, leading worship, doing what God wanted us to do. That was a ditch-digging moment a couple of years ago during the pandemic, and look where we are today. Look around the world and see what God is doing. Again, a sense of urgency is what we have today, because when you want to do what God has called you to do, when you want to be where God wants you to be, what happens? That ever-changing Holy Spirit groundbreaking moment happens, and it starts with just you. Again, you don't have to wait till you have everything together. The church is the hospital. You got to come to the church as you are, so then you can leave changed and different and made whole in the sight of God. Again, a sense of urgency. Are you excited for heaven today? Are you excited for Jesus today? Are you excited to see what God wants to do in the world, in Malaysia, in Africa, in China, Thailand, Vietnam, Brazil, Mexico, Canada, wherever you are today? God may call you to the nations. God may call you to a job. God may call you to a family. You have to say, God, here I am. Lord Jesus, I want to be more like you. Lord Jesus, I surrender everything there is about me. Lord Jesus, I want to serve you all my days. Lord Jesus, I want to be a messenger of hope. I want to be a guiding beacon of light of your gospel to my friends, to my family, to my job, to my coworkers. I want to be a blessing to my enemies. Time out. Okay, hold up, hold up. I can't do that, Jeremy. Hold up. I can't. What did you say? I want you to be a blessing to your enemy. I use a story that I've shared before that my wife shares about her grandfather. There was a town angry man that was known for drinking and fighting and cussing and yelling, screaming and caring about. Everybody know, you better not mess with this man. He might hurt you. And this is Ohio, and it ends up being the winter months, and several large accumulations, lots of feet of snow happen. And her grandmother found out and talked to the grandfather and said different things, and they had conversations. So the grandfather decided, well, I'm going to go over to his house, and I'm going to scrape the snow off. Now, we weren't told if he was home when this happened or if he was somewhere else. We don't know the date and the hour this happened. We just know that grandfather went to the angry man's house and cleaned all the snow off so he could get in and out of his house. And this one simple act of kindness transformed this grandfather, who was angry, who was frustrated. He transformed and became more kind, more gentle, to the point this angry man was no longer angry. He wanted to find out about Jesus, and there were other people that got involved at this point, and he got saved. And God touched his heart, and he ended up crying out, like I just talked about just a minute ago, about wanting to be there and be the person God called us to be. And he became a pastor, and he started spreading the message of the gospel. There is no pierced heart. There is no darkness in this world that Jesus is not brighter than the darkness. There is no sin that Jesus cannot forgive. There's no sin that Jesus cannot only forgive, but bring you out of to the point that you are successful in your life. And some of your relationships may be restored. There may still be some consequences for your actions, but God will forgive you and lead you on a path of righteousness and put you on a successful plan for your life, whatever that may look like at that point. So when we start praying for enemies, we start praying for everyone, prayer is the foundation of this sense of urgency. So my challenge to you is, can you do 30 minutes of prayer a day? Can you do an hour? Can you do 2 hours? Can you have a prayer and worship day for 8 hours of the day? Do you have that much time? Again, this is about our time. A sense of urgency revolves and correlates to the time that we have or the time we do not have. As the end of days draws near every minute, every day, as the Holy Spirit goes out and tries to communicate and tell people about Jesus through signs and wonders and miracles and the regular nature of things of what happens and the messages of what people say, God is constantly trying to communicate with us. It's similar to you being in a car or in your home, and there's a radio frequency coming in your house. You don't hear it until you turn on the radio. And you got to dial the frequency, 101.5. I can't hear anything. Then you got to turn the volume up to the right volume that you can handle. And then fine-tune that frequency. Even though the power is off of the radio, is the frequency still coming through? You just don't hear it, do you? If you have a sense of urgency and the Holy Spirit is upon you, and you're working in what God does, you will be hearing this frequency all hours of the day. You will have dreams. You will have visions. You will have plans and do things that God has called you to do to place you to where he wants you to go. And you will seek out what he wants you to be, where he wants you to be, and how he wants you to be. As I sang in the beginning, I want to go home. I want to go to heaven. I don't know about you, but I want to go to heaven. I love to go to heaven right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you want to go to heaven right now? Do you know what heaven is? Is heaven real to you?
Yes, of course.
Of course it is. So we want to tell people about Jesus, right? We want to spread the gospel. We want to find a way to say yes to Jesus. And if you're in that situation where I don't have the skills, come talk to me. Come talk to Chor. We will help you. We will help you find people where you are. And we will help you alongside them so you can more effectively share your testimony, more effectively understand the Bible, more effectively pray and meet other needs that you may have. I know there's several people that are writing about needing help finding work and things of that nature in their countries. And we're trying to help out people with that. Others are talking about needing help with water wells and other things of that nature. And we're trying to find people to assist with that. So we understand there are physical needs. People are hungry. People want some water. They want to find a job. They want to be able to, you know, get paid.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people don't want to hear the gospel till their bellies are full and they got some money in their pocket. I understand that. God can fix those situations too. Because our God is an ever-loving God. He is a provider. Even when things go wrong, he is a provider. When things go right, he is a provider. But again, that sense of urgency, how we spend our time, what are we doing? God cares for us. He wants to lead us and guide us and direct us all our days. He wants to set us on a path, a perfect plan for our life. So now I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray about this sense of urgency. Again, as we have said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Matthew 3, 2. Do we understand our place in this moment? Do we know where we're supposed to be? How we're supposed to get there? I trust that you will want to seek out God as we pray today, that you will be able to understand the mysteries of God, and he will reveal himself to you. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. We just pray for Malaysia. We pray for the leadership and the government of Malaysia as you strengthen and guide and direct them. You will give them wisdom. You will give them peace. You will give them prosperity. They will make sound and divine wisdom strength capabilities for their nation. Lord, we pray for the military of Malaysia as you continue to guide them and direct them as they make business transactions, as they make partnerships and working with different people, that you will be able to help them as they move about in the country and as they go about the world with their business. Lord, we pray for the businesses of Malaysia, that you will strengthen them. They will make financial decisions that will lead them on a prosper path, that they will be strong. They will move forward in a mighty hand. We pray, Lord, for the schools of Malaysia, that you will guide them. You will direct them, that they will be able to be sound doctrinal people that yes, will be yes, able yes, to help yes, the yes, children yes. and prepare amen, them amen. As they go forth across Malaysia Hallelujah. And they go across the world. Lord, we don't yes, know Jesus. Who is going to be born in Malaysia, what student in Malaysia right now, well, that may go to another country or affect the country of Malaysia yes, that will be in a positive mood. Lord, Ooh. We pray for all the families in Malaysia as they continue to try to provide for themselves, as they're doing things in their home, as they're cooking and they're cleaning and they're having conversations about their daily lives, as they're preparing for the end of this evening, as they were going to go and wash up and go to bed, that they'll be refreshed and ready to go to church tomorrow, that many people will come to learn more about Jesus, that the country of Malaysia will be saved in Jesus' name, that the country of Malaysia will be healed of any chaos and discord and malice and problems in Jesus' name, that the mighty blood of Jesus will cover all of Malaysia right now, this evening, and the Holy Spirit go across all of Malaysia right now, this evening, in Jesus' name, the power of Jesus Christ will come all across Malaysia.
Amen.
To all Malaysians, all around planet Amen. Earth, Amen. They Hallelujah. Will hear the voice of God, whether it's the missionary that went to Asbury for that, or it's the businessman that was at the bank that we had conversations with, or anywhere else in this world, that Malaysia will seek the face of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that don't know Jesus today, that they have an opportunity to hear the gospel in all the yes. many ways possible, that they will yes. come to learn what Jesus is. That yes, if they are Lord. Angry, if they are frustrated, they have yes, any Lord. Sins in their lives, yes, you will go forward and set them free, and that you will help them, and you will guide them and direct them in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray Lord. For this season of what is happening, where things are happening. We're seeing these revivals. We're seeing good things happening. We're seeing problems happening in the world with rains and tornadoes and so on and so forth. God, you're here, ever present. We're seeing people repent. We're seeing destruction in the world. We're hearing chaos and talk about war. But God, you're in the middle of all this. You are stronger than the war. You are stronger than the tornado. You are stronger than the typhoon.
Yes,
you are stronger than depression. Yes. You are stronger than calamity. Yes. You are the Almighty Jesus Christ. And this sense of urgency that we have today, God, that we just want to cry out to you. That we want to love on you, that we want to go forth and do what you called us to do, because we can't do this without you, God. We need your help. Lord, we ask that you forgive us for the ways that we have caused other people to not want to follow Christ. Lord, we ask that you forgive us for not being the hands and feet you called us to be. You called us to go out. You called us to move forward. You called us to go out in such a way to spread the gospel to our friends, to our family, to our coworkers, all across the world. You called us, Lord, to pray for one another. Oh, Lord, please forgive us for us harboring anger in our hearts and in our minds towards our enemies, whether it's another nation that we are against or it's another brother or sister that we are against. For those that have done us wrong, those that have physically harmed us, financially harmed us, those that have talked bad about us behind our back, those that have done things that have caused us to fail. Lord, we pray for our enemies. Yes. That you will bring people in their lives. Sometimes, yeah, Lord, Jesus, I know you want us to be that person, to go in their life and lead them to Christ. Sometimes you will send someone else. Lord, we pray for the healing to come upon us against our enemies. Because, God, we can't be used until we are cleansed first. Lord, we pray that our enemies today will have those opportunities to hear, not only just hear about Jesus. You'll provide food for their belly. You'll provide money in their pocket. You will guide them and lead them and direct them so that whatever sins that they struggle with, they will be able to cast them down and throw them out. As far as the fisherman cast out his rod, as far as the east to the west, to the foot of Jesus, to the foot of the cross. God, we just ask you right now that you just help us in this season for us to be able to hear your message, to seek out what it is you want us to do, where you want us to go, how you want us to get there, what do you want us to say. God, we want to just thank you for what you're going to do this evening and the rest of this weekend and the rest of the month of March into April. Because we believe, God, that right now it's that time for what it is you want us to do. Where you want us to go and how you want us to get there. We want to thank you, God, for the many blessings that you placed on our lives. And we want to just say, here I am. Send me. Send me out. Use me, Lord, for your glory.
Amen,
allow
amen,
me amen, to amen. Spread the message of the gospel. Amen. Whether I'm working in a gas station, or I'm a cashier, I work in a fast food restaurant, I work in a bakery, I'm a banker, wherever we are, Lord, let us use our skills for you. Lord, let us be more like you. We want to imitate you. We want to be your ambassadors today.
Thank you.
We want to spread the message of Jesus today. Because we care about you. We love you. And God, let people know that you care about them in as many ways possible. Lord, our hearts cry out today because so many people are lost.
Yes.
You don't have any direction.
Yes, oh no.
They need help. They need guidance. So Jesus, please go forward and reach them today. And help them today.
Yes.
Give them peace so they can go to sleep this evening.
Yes, Jesus.
Give them the healing rest of their minds.
Yes, Jesus.
To refresh tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
I just want to add something, and also those who are watching live and those who are taking this topic up, the sense of urgency. You ask your soul, lay your hand and ask yourself before you sleep. Even though you may flit through, you just come in for 3 seconds and 5 or 10 minutes, and nobody, you just lock out. Lord, know you. The eyes of the Lord is running to and fro from heaven, from where you are. His eye is to earth to see the people whose heart is for him. Your heart is for him. I am not discouraged. I'm listening to Pastor Jeremy Cavalli from Ohio, USA. He take his precious time to share on live, even though we are two people here. Our job is to carry the good news, the gospel. We want to shake you that it's the time, the sense of urgency that Jesus is coming anytime. As we are living in this turbulent world, there are so many suffering, civil war, so many things that's happening around the world, as in the mentioned in the books of Matthew 24. Do you have this urgency? In the books of Sodom and Gomorrah, you look around anytime, anywhere, the place that you are living in. There are so many rebellious. There are so many chaos in your place. Aren't you know that anytime you will be finished off? by the destructions, the plans of the evil one to destroy you. Where you spend your time. If you were to die tonight, or this morning, or this afternoon, how are you going to face your Creator? How are you going to answer? How are you going to give account to your Lord? How? You have the answer. Are you ready? Do you have the answer to tell the Lord? God is a Creator. He came in a form of flesh to die on the cross for you. This is the gospel that we are preaching. This is the good news that we are sharing. None other name that under heaven or on this earth that man shall be saved. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. We have been in the live show for more than 3 years, before the pandemic and until now. I thank God. We are still counting the time. We are still giving our time. It's not to make more money. It's not to make ourselves glory. No. We are just humble ourselves. We are self-controlled. We are crucified to bring this message, the urgency, the sense of urgency. You have to save your soul. Fear not the man or the anything that can kill your body, but fear the one that who can kill your body as well as kill your soul in eternity. Tonight, in this time, I appeal to you, call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We are faithful unto his calling. Two or three are gathered in his name. He is here to minister. Even though one or two are watching on live, we are happy. Some of them may see in other channel, in other global mission groups. We are happy because God is ministering. The Spirit of God is moving all over the world. Think about it for tonight. Pastor Jeremy talked about the sense of urgency. Are you giving yourself a chance to think about this? Where are you now to spend your time at this moment? God's eye is watching you. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you. Your soul searching for the truth will be revealed to you. Those of you who have sickness, who are looking for the healer, those who have no way, Jesus is the way. Who have sickness in their body, Jesus is the healer. Those who are in business failure, those who are in the bankrupt, they want to rise up in their business. God is the one that he gives you the power to make wealth. It is not you. How intelligent you are. I just read few articles about the Indian. There are so many Indians. They are multi-billionaire, but they don't have the wisdom, the skill, the knowledge and understanding to be a good steward of the wealth that God has given them. This is the time, my dear friend. Give yourself a chance to think about the sense of urgency. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you and I uphold you, whoever you are, whether you are a friend of Asiana, or whether you are a friend of Asia Interior Mission, or you are a friend of any denomination, as long as you call upon the name of Jesus. Thank you and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you.